The year was 1961. Del Shannon's hit Runaway was topping the charts, and Texas was just exiting a biblical stretch of dryness now called the Drought of Record. It was that year state officials wrote the first plan forecasting Texas water needs for the next two decades. Back then, it was hard to imagine just how much Texas would change. Andy Sansom directs the Meadows Center for Water and the Environment at Texas State University.
Everybody lived in a small town. People lived on farms or ranches. Texas was a rural state. So people understood what a drought meant because it affected their daily lives.
The response to that drought was a dam building bench. In 10 years, Texas built 2,700 dams. That's about 40% of all the dams now in the state. But dams weren't the only projects in those early water plans, says Charles Porter, a historian of water in Texas.
Some of those are great, grandiose ideas.
A 1968 plan proposed channeling water from Louisiana.
How in the world do you run water from Mississippi, from the Mississippi River, all the way across Texas? If we started that project today, I think maybe when my great-grandchildren are alive, they'll have the right-of-way for them.
There were also questions posed in the 1961 plan that have been repeated ever since.
How much water does Texas have? That's the most important question to figure out where we're going to be, but it's the hardest to determine.
Hard to determine because Texas uses a huge amount of groundwater, and it's tricky to know how much water there is below the Earth's surface. The way Texas law governs water ownership also complicates planning. It dates back all the way to Spanish colonial times. Water in a creek or river is public. Groundwater is private.
While it's in the aquifer, it's privately owned. In the water course, it becomes state-owned, then it goes back into the aquifer. It's like a chameleon going through.
Another recurring question, how many people are going to need it? The early plans had some impressive demographic forecasting. The 68 plan predicted Texas's population in 2010 just about dead on at 25 million. But sound forecasting hasn't pushed lawmakers toward fully funding the water plan for decades. That's what disaster is for. Carolyn Britton is the Deputy Director of Water Planning with the Texas Water Development Board.
Water policy is driven by extremes, either extreme drought or extreme floods. I think that it brings our attention to the problem in the state. You know, we all have to have water to exist.
Which brings us to today. Over the last few years, record drought hasn't stemmed record population growth in Texas. That's evaporated supply just as demand skyrockets. So it's maybe no surprise that we're closer to funding the water plan in a way that hasn't been done since the 1960s. But Sansom with the Meadows Institute says the new plan also contains some new approaches. For one, conservation.
There are money set aside that must be spent on conservation, and that's a huge step forward.
This time around, the question of whether to fund the water plan will fall to voters. That's the first time citizens will have a direct say in the process. It will be up to them to decide whether our current drought calls for a historic solution. For State Impact Texas, I'm David Barrere.